This week, RNIB is concentrating on social distancing and the difficulties that poses for blind and partially sighted people. It's all part of our hashtag World Upside Down campaign. And if you find yourself in London and have a look at the famous Piccadilly lights, the big screens, there's something a little bit different. Try and work out what it is. So, what is difficult about it? Does it actually stop many people from going out and about? Maureen Goodall is with us, and she is from Hertfordshire. Thank you for joining us, Maureen.
You're welcome. Hello.
Lockdown is easing across the UK, but as someone with a visual impairment, is that a good thing, or is it getting out and about a little bit harder?
It's made getting out and about a little bit harder. Street furniture has never been my favourite thing with the white cane because I tend to bump into it, walk into it, and now I know that tables and chairs are going to be out on the street and in the roads. It's making me a little bit nervous about going for a walk in my local area.
What kind of difficulties does it throw up for you? I suppose we could think about finding it with your cane and things like that, but does it really have an impact on you mentally going out?
Yes, it does. It makes me a lot more anxious about going out because I don't know what I'm going to bump into. I know my local area very well, but with all the changes that have been happening, I found it extremely difficult to go out on my own. I'm more anxious, I'm more nervous. I've had people push me into the road because they wouldn't move, even though I have my white cane. It's just been really, really difficult.
That's astonishing that people would see you with the white cane, which isn't something you can really miss, but they just won't get out of your way to maintain, that 1 meter or that 2 meter social distancing gap. That's astonishing.
Yep. I have retinitis pigmentosa and I have very, very small tunnel vision. And I found it incredibly difficult to social distance. I found I was having to move my head around a lot more, which has left me with a little bit of neck pain because I'm having to move my head so much to make sure that I am avoiding people because people aren't avoiding me.
We're not asking, when we say avoid, it's really just we're looking for people who can see someone with a
Yeah.
cane or a guide dog, really just say, oh, that person can't see me, I'll just move out the way a little bit, or even just say to
Yeah.
them, if you go a bit to your left, a bit to your right, you'll be okay.
Exactly. That's all I'm asking for. It's just a little bit of the general public to realize that they can see, but I can't. And I'm using a cane to let everybody else know that I can't see, as well as for my safety, as well as for their safety.
And that's a good point you make there straight away, Maureen. It's their safety as well as your own, because these distances are there to protect us from transmitting coronavirus and keeping us safe. So it's really in everyone's interest, isn't it, to look out for things like that.
It is indeed. I've got a friend who has a guide dog. People don't seem to understand that a guide dog doesn't know where the end of a queue is. It's been trained to go into a shop without having to queue. And people can be quite nasty to people with visual impairment, I have come across. But yet some people have been absolutely fantastic with me. But they do need to be more aware that a white cane and a guide dog means that we can't see and we're trying to keep ourselves safe and other people safe.
Have you found it difficult going into shops yourself? Have you ventured that far?
I did. At first, I couldn't get my normal shopping deliveries. I've relied on deliveries for years. So for me, not being able to get a delivery was a little bit of a shock. I did venture into Asda's. I couldn't find the end of the queue. I had to ask. And when I got into Asda's, I felt that the one-way system was just, I just couldn't understand it. And also it was the picking up of things because it had been on the TV that we weren't allowed to touch things, pick things up. Visually, I have to put my nose up against something. So I felt very conscious then that I couldn't pick things up. And it just made my anxiety even worse.
If there was a single tip, like a golden rule that you could tell people that could improve not just your sort of safety and your independent ability, but everyone with sight loss, what do you think that would be?
I think people need to realize that when you have a visual impairment, people see it in black and white. You're either blind or you're not. There's people like me in between who have some sight, and we need just as much help as somebody who is blind. So, if I'm in a shop and I'm looking for something, you know, perhaps it'd be nice if somebody was to ask me, or when I ask them, not to go just over there. Over there is anywhere to take me, or ask me if I want to be taken to whatever I'm looking for.
All this week we have our World Upside Down campaign. It's hashtag World Upside Down. Do join in the social media and have your say. If you want to make any comments on what it's like out and about, we do want to hear from you. But follow on to Maureen. Thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.